Hey there, and welcome back to 4 Day Weekends. So odd what a week or two can do in your life and how things can change so much. Let's jump into today's episode. This is really about when your business plan falls apart and how we can continue to navigate these rocky times. So at the end of 2024, probably about this time last year, I felt like my business, which was at the time helping people create courses and programs and just this hardcore business strategy and coaching, was done. It just felt like to me, there was something more for me. I was tired of doing what I had been doing, and what I had been doing wasn't really even working. So I was not super, what's the word I'm looking for? So it was easy for me to throw in the towel, basically. And not easy, because I'd been teaching this for 10 years, and I really, or 9 years at the time, and I really identified as this course coach, as this person who was the course expert or the program expert. And that's what everybody knew me as, even though I had been doing some other 4 Day Weekends coaching and some detangling your business. And I'd been talking about 4 Day Weekends for a few years. Really, the majority of what I had done was around courses, creating courses, launching courses, and all of that. So what I did was really just pull back in my business. I had a big fire sale at the end of 2024, sold off all my assets, and I just laid low during the holidays. I really wasn't making a lot of money anyway, so there was nothing much to lose. And as I sat in this cocoon for a while, for months, some ideas started to come to me. I was called to reach out to nature and the seasons and the things I really loved doing when I was homeschooling my girls using Waldorf education. And I really wanted to bring that to business. So when I reemerged from my cocoon, which was probably not till mostly March of 2025, I was like, okay, this is going to be a new business. This is going to be a new way of doing things. And I had a really hard time getting people to understand what I was talking about. And things I heard during that time of cocooning was, this was a volatile year. This was a time when you should not make plans to do, or not make very future plans, right? To just stay within maybe a month or 2 months, that 90-day window of what's going to happen in your business or how you're going to direct your business. And it felt really weird. But at the same time, I was very used to tapping into my intuition and going the way that I thought I needed to go. So I brought this idea of seasonal marketing, of running your business for the seasons, of tapping into your intuition and listening to yourself to get aligned with your guides and raise the vibration of your business so that as we are moving into this ascension, as we're moving into this new earth or the 5D or whatever you want to call it, we could bring our businesses along. And so as I went through the year, I felt my business changing and tweaking, and some things were resonating with people, some things were not. And as I got down into the summer, early summer after the solstice, I looked back at what I was talking and what I was saying, and I felt really good. I was like, I'm talking about sacred marketing. I'm talking about sacred launching. But what I realized is, and what I had thought the whole time, is that it's not really going the way that I wanted it to go. I had to tweak and I had to go back to some of the things that I was doing before, which was fine. I didn't have a problem with it. But at the same time, it also felt Like it wasn't aligned with what I had originally thought I was going to do. So I started spinning into this weird place. People were not hiring me to help them raise the consciousness of their business. So I was like, okay, I'm going to have to go back to something more practical. I'm going to have to talk about sacred marketing and sacred launching and just doing things in a little bit different way, which is what I was talking about before, but I had to bring it down into a more tangible thing. And I got a few clients and got going, and then things started changing again. You know, if you've been listening for a while, you've heard me talk about finding a different way to do marketing, something that actually feels good instead of forcing yourself into tactics that just don't fit. But here's the thing. Until you actually experience what it feels like to market from your authentic self, it's just a nice idea. So I created this thing called the Sacred Marketing Activation. It's basically 20 minutes where I walk you through discovering what your natural marketing voice actually sounds like, not what some expert told you it should sound like, but what actually feels true to you. It's really for anyone who's tired of trying to squeeze themselves into another formula, another blueprint. And if you've ever felt like you'd have to put some kind of persona on every time you promote your business, this will help you find your way back to just being you. Can grab it at donnaashton.com/activation. All right, back to what we were talking about. So what I have found, as now it is October 1st of 2025, is that one, I was right in the fact that trying to make long-term plans, trying to be like, okay, here's my plan for this 2025 year, wasn't really going to work, and it never really worked because I went from one thing to the next. Not that I was fluttering around and changing my mind, but I had to course correct as I was moving through the year because things changed. I feel like I came out with this guns a-blazing again with this great idea of, oh my gosh, this is what we all need in order to move our businesses to the next level, the next frequency. And everyone was just looking at me again. This is exactly what happened with my 4-day weekends, which I tried to bring out in 2023. And I just got a lot of blank stares. And I think, again, the idea was too early. But what I want to circle around to is now I'm seeing a lot of people looking back at me like, oh, you were really right with this whole thing. Or people are going, a lot of my colleagues and friends have either closed their businesses, have gotten part-time jobs, are doing something else while they're doing their business, because business has gotten so fraught and so volatile, especially in the coaching world, that even myself, I am putting a pause and working on some other project for the next 6 months to see how that can go, because the income is not there to sustain me. And not only that, again, I felt I didn't want to betray myself in order to get clients. That's really what it felt like. It felt like I had to go back to some of these things that I was trying to let go of. And maybe it's just a timing thing. That's why I haven't said I've closed the business or I'm not doing this anymore like I did last year. This is more like, I got to put a pin in this for just a little while. In the meantime, I need to make some money. So I'm going to go over here and work on some other things to get things going. Almost looking for the time when the rest of the world is catching up and is ready to do this. Now, I know there are other people out there talking and maybe they're doing this and they're making money and they're able to sustain themselves. For me, I have found that it is just something that I want to put a pause in. And I'm very excited about a new opportunity that I'm going over here. I'll be telling about it soonish, but I haven't really gotten into it yet. But I think for other people who are listening, that I'm not saying to stop your business. I'm not saying to go get a job, but I think it's time for us to look and see what is working right now? What isn't working? We can't just keep going blindly. I think the name of the game is flexibility, just staying that one step ahead in our business. If you have clients that are paying you, great. I think it depends on who you're working with. I mostly worked with entrepreneurs who have pulled way back, probably since the election, and it's just gotten worse. And I don't want to say worse because I think it's what we need to do. Things need to be changed. Things need to move. And we need this cleansing almost of business to start over in a different way, which was what I was really trying to do. And I'm not saying I have all the answers because I didn't have all the answers. I only could go the very next step in what I thought was the way we were moving. Maybe it's completely different and that's why things are shaking out so hard right now. But I still feel like the work that we're here to do is necessary, right? Most of you guys are coaches and healers and consultants, and you're out there in the world helping the people who need it. And there is still that. It just may be that we're shifting again, that you've got to be malleable. You've got to be flexible. I hate the word pivot since COVID, but I think it's what needs to be embraced right now. So I'm giving you permission to change direction without shame. If nothing is working and you've tried everything, right? We don't want to continue going down that road of insanity, doing the same thing over and over and expecting differing results. I feel like I've given my business several years to bounce back or do something and it hasn't done it. And I don't necessarily feel like it's anything I'm doing myself. I feel like it's the universe guiding me in a different direction, at least for right now. And maybe it'll come back around. Maybe it won't. Maybe it'll be something completely different. But I have to listen to my intuition. And my intuition was like, okay, you've done everything you can and it's time to move forward. So I will continue doing the podcast for whatever reason. I feel really excited just to keep going. This is something that has kept me going through all of the things and the times when I've changed. And I feel like I'm still here. I'm on the front lines going through this season of uncertainty and of shifting. Like, it's not like my business knowledge has just like been erased from my brain. So I still have everything in my brain from the last 15 plus years of running a business and everything that entails. So I will be just talking through some of these things that I'm still hearing from friends and colleagues. I'm still out there networking and talking to people and listening and seeing if I can offer any guidance as we are going through this. And I don't have a crystal ball to say, oh, when January gets here, this is what's going to happen. But I feel I can ride this wave of energy and feel that I'm just going to guide the best I can. It's what I'm here to do as a projector and just in my own personality. And what I feel like I'm here to do is to be a guide and to help through whatever problems are coming up and whatever challenges we are having. So you're not failing if things aren't going the way that it used to, or even if you've tried to pivot and things are still not going your way, the game has changed. What's happening? The landscape has changed. And as a gardener and as someone who's still running my floral cottage farm, cut flower farm, when we have things like this happen, right? If a flood comes in or suddenly the weather is now is different than it was before, we have to change. We have to adapt. We have to maybe plant different crops or different types of flowers. Or if a tree falls down in an area that was previously shaded, then all those plants that are used to full shade will probably need to be moved, will die, and I have to change up what's happening there. So when something happens out of my control, I can cry over the dead plants or say, see if they'll maybe live in the full sun. But what I really need to do is adapt and be flexible to what's happening and say, okay, what can I do to help the situation? What can I do first and second and third and go through the motions? Maybe I plant another large tree in front of it to keep them shaded until I can move things around. Maybe I just pull them out and move them to a different section of my yard if I have the space. maybe I just come in and add new soil and put in the correct plants that will do better in full sun. We have to go with the flow. I know that sounds really cliche, but I really do believe that with the energy at where it's at right now, and as we're moving inexorably toward the winter solstice, when some more big changes are probably going to happen, we just have to ride this wave and go where the energy takes us. If you feel really called to do something, go for it and to the best of your ability. Now, for me, I did do a lot of things this year that I felt called to do, and they still didn't work out. So maybe it's not that I was doing anything wrong. It could be a timing issue. I heard this when I went through this book. I did this book study this year, which we started in right after, I think right in July, called It's Not Your Money by Tosha Silver. And there was some things in there that really spoke to me that she was saying, even though she felt completely called to do something and kept trying to do it, it just didn't work. So she just had to be patient. And then a few years later, it all happened where she came back around and it was like, this is the time for this. So it could be that the universe is just putting the pause for us and going, okay, this is what you're meant to do, but you just have to hang on a little bit longer. Or if you pivot over here and do the same thing, but in a different landscape, in a different way, then you'll still be fulfilling your desires and your wish. It's just not going to come through the way you thought it was going to be. And I feel like that's all I can say right now. I'm very tapped and tuned in to my intuition. And I'm proud to say that because it's taken me a while to get to this place where I'm not like, oh, I'm just doing it wrong. I just have to get someone else's advice. I need just to hire another coach or another guru or let someone tell me. I have talked to people, and every time they start telling me what they think I should do, I can feel that going, nope, that's completely wrong. Nope. So I am listening to myself. I'm listening to my intuition, my guides, my gut, whatever you want to call it. And I am just going to let it take me where it will take me. I think it's okay to do the same in your business. So flexibility is the new strategic advantage, and it is okay to maybe say goodbye to something you've been doing for a really long time, and or just pause right now, right? Press that pause button and go, I don't know what will happen a year from now, 6 months from now, or even 3 years from now. But for now, this is what I need to do in order to move myself forward, to survive, to pay my bills, or to just get some success and help people maybe in a different way. All right. I will see you on the next episode. Thanks for hanging in with me.